Welcome to Sundays with Sandy, a new segment on Last First Date Radio, where we believe it is never too late to go on your last first date. I'm your host, Sandy Wiener. I'm a dating and relationship coach, a communications and boundaries expert, and I want you to go on your last first date. Are you a cool girl? Do you pretend that you don't care when you really do? Do you act like you're okay with the way you're spoken to or treated when you're really hurting inside? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you're really not alone. I'm going to explore the dangers of being the cool girl in dating and what you can do instead. What is a cool girl? Let's first talk about that. And this term became popular in 2014 in the movie Gone Girl. And I'm going to read you an excerpt from the movie that defines what cool girl was in the movie. It's a pretty crazy movie if you've seen it. And here's the quote. Men always say that as the defining compliment, don't they? She's a cool girl. Being the cool girl means I'm a hot, brilliant, funny woman who adores football, poker, dirty jokes, and burping, who plays video games, drinks cheap beer, loves threesomes and anal sex, and jams hot dogs and hamburgers into her mouth like she's hosting the world's biggest culinary gangbang while somehow maintaining a size 2, because cool girls are above all hot. Hot and understanding. Cool girls never get angry. They only smile in a chagrin-loving manner and let their men do whatever they want. That language is not something I would use, but I just want to talk about the essence of what she said in the movie, and that is that cool girls act cool even when they're not. They suppress their needs. They abandon themselves because they don't want to come across as needy or too much. Can you relate to that? I certainly can. I was a cool girl for so long. I tried to be one of the guys. And I remember when I was a teenager, I used to curse all the time when I was with guys. I just wanted to be the cool girl. So how does a cool girl show up in dating? She might be true to herself at work or when she's with her friends who accept and love her unconditionally. But when she's with the men she's dating, she becomes chill, so she can be accepted by the men. She drops her standards. She lets the man that she's dating set the tone and pace for the relationship. She goes with the flow, even when she's unhappy or uncomfortable. She is notorious for getting into situationships, you know, where there's no commitment because she doesn't ask for what she wants. She's like a boat being steered by the captain, but she has no control of the direction or the destination. And that sucks. That is disempowerment, and that is not okay. So let's talk about how to end being the cool girl. Here are 4 steps. Number 1, know your worth. It may seem obvious, but we really need to own who we are, own our worth, and not let anybody else determine what that is. No man, no other person has the agency over our worth. Number 2, define your standards. So if you know your worth, you know your value, define standards to protect those values. What is important to you? If you need to slow down the pace of a relationship because you know if you sleep with a man too early, it doesn't work out for you. There's a way to express that without being mean or harsh. Boundaries. Boundaries are where it's at. And as you probably know, I teach courses on boundaries with Teresa Byrne. I live, breathe, and eat boundaries because they're so important. Number 3, speak up and ask for what you want. If you have defined your worth, if you had defined your standards, now you get to ask for what you want because you know for sure what it is that you need and want in a relationship. It is vulnerable to speak up. It is scary to speak up. The words may not come out right in the beginning, but we have to practice doing this if we want to not be the cool girl who accepts things that are not okay. And number 4, develop a thicker skin so you don't take rejection so personally. If you have spoken up and it's not what they want, we have to be able to take that. We have to be able to take that rejection and just say, that's good information. That's redirection. I I'm going to leave you with a question. Have you ever acted cool in dating or a relationship when you were feeling anything but?
If you are ready to get unstuck, gain new tools, become more empowered, and finally find your last first date, I'd love to talk to you. Fill out an application to be considered for a complimentary half-hour love breakthrough session at lastfirstdate.com/application. That's lastfirstdate.com/application. I look forward to talking to you soon.